What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We've hit a point where the word Epstein doesn't just conjure scandal, it short-circuits people's ability to think clearly. For some, it's proof of elite corruption. For others, it's just another internet rabbit hole. But for former FBI counterintelligence behavioral analysis chief Robin Dreeke, it's something else entirely. A masterclass in how narratives, confirmation bias, and broken institutional trust create a fog so thick, even the people on the inside can't see through it. That's what we're going to be digging into today. Today's episode pulls apart that fog piece by piece with Robin. He's going to join me to talk about something most people aren't considering in the Epstein case, the psychological collapse that happens, not just inside the public, but inside the very people tasked with uncovering the truth. What happens when high-ranking officials walk into an investigation expecting to find a conspiracy and don't? What did they do with that void? We also explore the bigger question, what hasn't either political party or why hasn't either political party dropped this so-called list on the other if it really exists? Is it because it's fake? Or worse, because it's real? And nobody, ain't nobody, benefits from unleashing it. This conversation isn't about defending the government, and it's not about blaming it blindly either. It's about understanding how powerful people react when they collide with uncomfortable truths or the lack of them. We dig into how bad information becomes gospel when repeated enough times, how echo chambers form in agencies just as much as on Twitter, and how the absence of hard proof becomes a narrative in itself. And we also get into something that's often ignored. What if the real scandal isn't what's on the list, but what isn't actionable? What happens? Two administrations both swear they've looked and found nothing, and the public still doesn't believe them. That's where we begin. Robin, when you saw Dan's reaction to the Epstein evidence, Dan Bajingo's reaction to the evidence or lack thereof, what did it tell you about these officials actually having the list or the process and what they find or don't find?
You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one too. Yeah, I think so. I think. Yeah. You know, every administration, when they come in, has a their own confirmation bias of what they think they're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't find it, you're like, you're sitting there eating crow. You know, yeah. it's interesting because when it came to before yesterday, Dan Bongino, the deputy for the FBI right now, he gave him an interview. It was a couple of weeks ago where I saw him being interviewed about the Epstein suicide aspect of it. It was really interesting watching him talk about it because he looked really disappointed and deflated that he didn't find what he was thinking he was going to find.
Mm-hmm.
And it was watching him nonverbally deflated because it looked like, you know, these people came in very excited that they're going to uncover all these things for the American people because they bought into a conspiracy theory by the other administration to hide all this.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching, at least when I watched Bongino's a couple of weeks ago, look very disappointed that he didn't find what he was looking for. Now, granted, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
It means I believe he didn't find what he was looking for. I think Bondi, same thing. I think she was expecting to find something because of hearsay, because of social media, a great book I read in the last couple months. By Noah Havari, the guy who wrote Sapiens and Homo Deus, he wrote Nexus. And we've talked about this one before, but just because you have more information doesn't mean it's better information.
Sure.
What he talks about in the book is the fact that, and I mean, Robert Greene talks about it again in Laws of Human Nature. When you keep consuming the same narrative and it keeps cascading on top of it itself, it starts to become truth for everyone paying attention. And I think that's what Bondi probably got caught up. Again, pure hypothesis, but I think these individuals got caught up into the hypothesis that they believe that we're going to find a lot of misdeeds. And when they actually did the digging, it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be. In other words, the FBI wasn't as corrupt as they thought it was. It wasn't as, you know, people weren't hiding stuff as bad as they thought they were. Were there individuals, like any organization, that went left of straight? Yeah. And they're gone now. And they're overreacting in some areas. So I'm just not a conspiracy guy in most cases.
Yeah.
Do they exist? Yeah. But I just because both sides had the opportunity to release stuff on the other side and no one's been able to do it, to me says, again, I'll just break it down to that.
Well,
both sides want to release something that they couldn't release because I don't think there's anything there.
Well, I feel like there's one of two things. There's either nothing there, like you're saying, or it's too hot for both sides.
Yeah.
Where it's not, there's no one that's going to benefit here. Because the question, I mean, the meme or whatever that I've been seeing out there and people's reaction is, well, if there was something on it, why didn't Biden release it if Trump was on it? Okay, that's a decent argument. Well, why is there suddenly not a list now, too, when Trump's it's in his hands, supposedly? And I think it goes beyond the individual who may want to use it as a political tool to release it. If I were to go down the conspiracy route and go, why did Biden not ever release it? Because there was too many Democrats on there that there was too much pressure not to, or people in higher places. That simply there wasn't going to happen. I think the same thing's happening on the Republican side, where there's too many Republicans on it, or there's too many people. Take the politics out of it. There's too many people in higher places that are not even in Congress that are on this list, and there will be severe repercussions should this thing come out. Or there's nothing. It's like either end of world, shattered, you know, scorched earth scenario if it comes out, or it's like, and
I agree. I think you're spot on, Tony. I think either there's no list or there's all too many people made stupid mistakes. It's one or the other. And at the end of the day, you know, would we be shocked by either?
No.
Our expectations of people that are in leadership positions right now is so low that you're not shocked by anything anymore.
That's what I was going to say. Would we be shocked at all? No. If this list came out, I mean, if this thing came out 10, 15 years ago, I think it would have had a bigger impact. If this thing comes out tomorrow, let's say, oh, whoops, we found the list, and it comes out and there's just all sorts of names on there, people, you know, big people in power, names that is otherwise, you know, flawless, trusted, and oh, God, like, I'm sure it'll be a bit of a shift again. Like, I didn't, you know. It's like realizing Bill Cosby's a predator. But I don't know that it, I don't know, is end of the world type territory. I think, you know, I don't even know that a lot of people, if they were on the list, would even step down if they were named on this thing, because it would just be another piece in the echo chamber of people who want to believe that people that are on that list, who did, if they did bad things, they'll believe they did bad things, or they will take it the other way and they'll believe, well, no, they're on the list, but they were just there for some other purpose. Kind of the way they do now with what has rumored to be out there about the flight log and all of that, with Trump on it or Bill Clinton on it, and things of that nature. People at the end of the day are still going to believe what they want to believe.
I think the thing that matters the most, at least from my optic, is I don't care about a list, because who cares, unless there it can be tied and we can save and rescue people and take down structures and institutions, organizations that traffic in children. You know, because, you know, adults doing stupid, I mean, look at what Diddy got away with. And look what Diddy was accused of doing, but he's found innocent of, is a better way to put it, right?
Sure.
And I think this is such a similar situation, just because he was accused of trafficking, you know, and there's been people that were underage for Epstein, you know. And so unless that list can reveal how these individuals were tied to trafficking and supporting the trafficking of children, you know, which is going to be a stretch. All right, so these people went to the Epstein Island. Okay, they're leches. Mm-hmm. Okay, we thought they were leches anyway.
Yeah.
What's new? What's new?
Let me ask you this, and it's specifically on a counterintelligence end of things. I mean, there's been speculation about blackmail, that the list raised concerns about national security, given who could be on it. You know, Epstein ties to figures like Prince Andrew. You know, fears of compromised leaders. You know, that could be a big thing on this list. So from a counterintelligence perspective, I mean, how would the FBI assess the risk of a figure like Epstein maintaining a blackmail list, even if it's unproven?
So it's a great question. And as you're even saying it, I'm thinking to myself, so, I mean, it's kind of like what James Comey purported he was trying to do when he let Donald Trump know in his first term that there was a Steele dossier, which was wrong.
Yeah.
But he's letting know, because he's letting know, hey, a foreign government might try to use this as a lever of influence against you. And so there's that aspect of it. But blackmail and levers of influence like that only are effective if the individual that they're used against think it's a big deal. And so here's what I mean. So in the counterintelligence world, you're always assessing these levers of influence over our public leaders, our policymakers, so you can try to thwart them, so you can get, you know, let the leader know about them, so you can mitigate them before they happen, so that it doesn't compromise national security of the United States. I actually had a case like this that we actually had. There was a Russian diplomat at the United Nations that I was trying to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, this is just a great example of this. He had a son here that was an overstay. And so he's illegally here in the country because he's an overstay. And I thought, wow, what a great lever of influence. He, you know, so I'm assuming he loves his son. I'm assuming he doesn't want some political fallout of having his son as an illegal alien here in the United States. So I had a source of mine approach this diplomat, you know, without saying me involved or anything like that, and say to him, hey, you know, it looks like you have a problem here. You know, with your son as an overstay, I actually have a friend who's in the United States government. He can make this problem go away with you if you're willing to have a conversation with him. You know what the diplomat said?
What?
What else is new? Didn't care.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when someone doesn't care? It's no longer a lever of influence. And so here's a plus side to all this. If you're thinking in the world of national security, it's my long story for this.
Yeah.
And that is because we've been so, as a society, inoculated against our politicians doing really garbage crap like this, it's no longer a lever of influence against them if it's exposed. So see what I mean? So if someone was to come out, I mean, look at all the stuff Donald Trump's been accused of doing.
Sure.
Do you think there's a lever of influence out there that would actually impact decisions or policies he's making?
Yeah, exactly.
So you assess it and you assess its impact. Mm-hmm. You assess whether it's actually a lever or not. And the biggest thing you do also, you try to run it to ground truth. Mm-hmm. You know, is this hearsay? Is it real? You task sources. You try to find ground truth. And that's what they didn't do in the Steele dossier when they put that together, is they didn't run the hypothesis that was put out there down to ground truth with confirmed, reputable, confident human sources. And mm-hmm. so that's why that spun out of control. And that's a lot of reason why we are where we are today on this spectrum. Yeah, it's a big muddle puddle.
What we're left with isn't just a missing list. It's a vacuum, one that's being filled by speculation, partisan rage, and people on both sides of the aisle trying to weaponize a scandal that may either be too big to expose or too empty to matter. Maybe that's the point. Robin Dreeke laid it out with sharp clarity. Not everything is a conspiracy. But sometimes the hunger for one is powerful. Powerful enough to distort everything. When leaders walk into a case convinced they'll uncover monsters in the basement and find water pipes instead, a disappointment becomes a story of its own. And it's a warning. Because the real danger here isn't just who may or may not be on a list. It's what happens when truth becomes irrelevant, when everyone from politicians to the public is more interested in confirming their suspicions than dealing with complexity. And if this list really does exist, as Robin pointed out, and still hasn't been leaked by either party, that tells you one thing. It's either too damn explosive or too damn useful to keep buried. We also touched on a critical undercurrent here, blackmail. Levels of influence, national security risk, but what happens when no one's ashamed anymore? What happens when public figures are so desensitized, so scandal-proof, or so scandal-ridden, depending how you look at it, that there's nothing left to threaten them with? Robin said it best. You can't blackmail someone who no longer cares what you think. That might be the most revealing line of this entire mess. So if there's a list, it's either locked away because it would set fire to the system that produced it, or it's just a scattered pile of half-truths with no fuel left to burn. Either way, it's not coming out. And even if it did, would anyone care? That's where we're at. Not with closure, but with saturation. A system so filled with rot that nobody notices the smell anymore. And that's why we keep doing this, because silence doesn't mean resolution. Sometimes it's just the sound of everyone hoping we'll stop looking. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments section of this video on YouTube. If you're not already on YouTube, please check us out there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we cover for you here. And hit subscribe on the podcast platforms, wherever it is you may be listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of it. And do check us out on YouTube and comment. Love to hear your thoughts on this new revelation in this crazy case. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits.
McDonald's breakfast comes first.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.